Is this word bad? Why do we accuse? Why do we allow this kind of talk come out of our mouth and this kind of thinking and into our heart? And when we say the word of God is good, then why would he go outside of his word and get something bad that don't even represent him to teach you something when he sent Jesus to redeem you, to give you all that he had, to make you heir to all that he is? Then he'll go get something else to teach you. We got to get our thinking straight now. I said, we got to get our thinking straight now. We shouldn't even allow thoughts like that in our mind. They'll come, but we shouldn't entertain them. God is good, and every good gift, every perfect gift is where from above, cometh down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow turn. God don't change like the wind. God the same every day, all day, every week, all week, every month, year, all the time. And throughout eternity, he's still the same. What we're reading in that word, those scriptures that we're reading, and what he's saying, he'll be that way throughout eternity. He cannot change. Will not, cannot. If he could change, he wouldn't be God. Hallelujah. So he said, whatever you allow, we are going to deal with this prayer of agreement. Saints have lived together, come together to fellowship in church, and we've been too divided, too mixed up, and in our talk and communication, it has been divided from our Father. Hallelujah. We say we love God out of one side of the mouth, and the other side we're saying something else. And then we wonder why all this is happening. God, don't you see what's happening to me? You did it to you. Because he just said, whatever you allow, whatever you will allow, I will allow it. If you forbid it, I will make sure it won't happen. If I could just get two. Just two. He broke it. My God. Don't have to have the whole church. See, we agree on a few things, but then there's too many things we don't agree on. If it's God, you ought to be agreeing. That's why you search the scripture so you won't be out there talking. Search the scripture to learn what he said and get a revelation of that word in your heart so you won't be out there talking loose mouth. Saying things you ought not to be saying. Putting yourself in a position you don't want to be in, don't even know you're doing it. But if you are getting this word, the Holy Spirit will get that word in you. And this word will never lie to you. And everything you release it to do, it'll never come back and say, uh-oh, Jimmy, I couldn't do that. Never! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Notice verse 19 says what? Again, you notice I said this before, and it's best to be repeated, and sometimes you need to reiterate stuff. Again, I say unto you that, look what Jesus did. He broke it down. If two of you, just two of you, just two, shall agree on earth as touching what? What? How many things? Anything. And remember, this is in the family. We're not talking about this stuff outside the family. Anything. From your head to your toe, from your finances to your whatever, to your prayer life, to your worship, to your health, to your strength, whatever. If you come together, whatever you misplace, if it's if it concerns you, he said, if you agree, if two of you shall agree. You know what the Lord said to me? I believe I'm saying it right. It's right time to say it. He said, this building is not a struggle to finish if I can get the people to agree. We say, we come up with, so God said, bring this, and you go out and talk another way. I ain't going to do that. That's too much. That's why we get in trouble. And if you don't realize, you're messing your finances up. Instead of saying, Lord, what's my part? He ain't never told you to do it all by yourself. I know I'm preaching, so I don't even have to ask myself. You need to be asking God, what's my part? How I fit in there? Instead of talking all that old wild talk. In spite of, look what he already done. What could he do if we all get in agreement? I can't do that. Look, you just curse yourself. Whatever you allow. So you just allow that. I can't. That's one of the biggest curse words you can speak. I can't. You ought to work seriously on that and get it out of your vocabulary. But he said, if two, you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask. He didn't say it might be done. He said it shall be done. Whether it's a 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 years, you ought not to change. So God said it shall be done. I'm not going to change. He said, I agree with you, Father. The two of us agreed that what you said is right for us. So I don't care how long it takes. I don't care about the time period. You say it shall be done. As far as I'm concerned, it's done now. So I'm going on my way, praising God, giving thanks. I live. But we all upset by what we should be trusting him to do and neglecting what we ought to be doing. Hello? That should give it faith. That's once you believe, faith enter into a rest because it's had accepted that this is right. This is true. God said it. I believe it. I received it. I rest. I live to worship and praise you and thank you. That's my job. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No, we're trying to figure out how, what kind of scheme can we pull? Who can we get to? What can? Come on. And he have already said, I'm your father. I'm your daddy. If you lack any good thing, if you want anything, ask me. Ask and it shall be given. Seeking you'll find. Isn't that right? Hallelujah.